The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. I find this passage in Matthew's Gospel rather challenging to preach. In the Gospels of Mark and Luke, Jesus speaks these same words, but he uses them in a very particular context, which readily allows us to comprehend how he is using them. Matthew gives us no such context. Jesus is preaching the Sermon on the Mount and simply seems to throw out this expression that we are salt for the earth, we are light of the world. And it just kind of sits there. And yet, it is a phrase, an image, which has etched itself into our collective memory. We know these words, we know this expression. And I cannot help but wonder, as I think of Matthew and his own context, knowing that Matthew is the only one of the four Gospels really rooted in Judaism, if perhaps Matthew is being very stylistically Jewish in this case. That is, using two different images to reinforce one meaning. We find that all over the pages of the Old Testament. It is simply a traditional way of Jewish expression. For example, the psalmist sings, "If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither and my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth." Now, the psalmist is not literally hoping for two physical handicaps. The point the psalm is making is that if I forget Jerusalem, I forget who I am. I lose my identity. Two images, one point. And it occurs to me, perhaps Matthew's doing the same here. In Jesus' day, as in our own, salt has a variety of uses, including being used as fuel. Even today, If you travel to the Holy Land and take the road north from Jerusalem towards Shechem, you'll notice that many of the homes on the side of the road have these brick ovens outside next to them. Those brick ovens are a custom that are ancient. In fact, in Jesus' day, each village had their own common oven. And the fuel for that oven was something more plentiful and easy to obtain rather than wood, because wood is not plentiful in the Middle East. So what was used is camel or donkey dung. And yes, one of the duties of every young girl as she grew up was to learn to go out and collect the camel or donkey dung, mix it with salt, and form patties that would dry out in the sun. That still takes place in many developing countries today. Dung mixed with salt is their fuel. A slab of salt was placed at the base of these clay ovens. The patty was laid on it, and the salt block would act as a catalyst, helping the dung patties to burn. Eventually, over time, however, that block of salt would lose its catalytic effect. And then, as Jesus says, it's good for nothing but to be tossed out and trampled underfoot. So to be salt for the earth is to start fires, to be a catalyst for fire, to make things burn. And if Jesus' disciples do this, igniting a flame, then we're also the light of the world. The two images come together with one meaning. Last Sunday, as you left church, you were given a blessed candle. On that candle was the inscription, "Go forth and set the world on fire." Those candles call us to prayer. They also remind us that Jesus calls us to be salt for the earth, light for the world. And Isaiah tells us what it means to be that salt and light, what it means to set the world on fire. In our first reading, as he speaks about removing oppression from our midst, ending malicious speech, stopping false accusations, sharing our bread with the hungry, welcoming the homeless, which includes the immigrant and the stranger and the refugee, and clothing the naked. And we do these things not to earn grace, because you can't earn grace. And we do these things not to win people's esteem. And we do this not to feel good about ourselves. We do this, as St. Paul says, to proclaim Christ crucified. And as Jesus says, to give glory to our Heavenly Father.